Hey, welcome back. This is Elaine for Rainbows, where every color speaks your story. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. So for today, I'm going to talk of books and of course literature. So this topic is close to my heart, requested by Sandra Rosario. Hi San, so officially this is now your request. So let's begin with the books that I can recommend. So basically, people know me as a reader because definitely I write, and as a writer, you cannot definitely write if you do not read. So honest to goodness, I've read a lot of books, but these are the books that I would highly recommend. Number one, The Alchemist by, I hope I pronounce his name correctly, The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Okay, so basically, let me give you a gist of The Alchemist. The Alchemist is a journey of a shepherd boy named Santiago. And the goal of Santiago is to find a certain treasure. So basically, the treasure is in his wildest dreams. And Santiago follows his dreams and he meets the alchemist. So did he find the treasure? The answer is yes. So ang simple ng story, pero bakit ko siya gusto? Because of the learnings, the journey of Santiago. So try to look for The Alchemist. Actually, hindi siya bago. It's an award-winning book. It's a bestseller. If I'm not mistaken, The Alchemist was written way back then. Hindi po siya bagong book. Okay, one of my favorite author would be Paulo Coelho. And not only would I recommend The Alchemist, I'll also recommend 11 Minutes. So if you want something that is sexual and that would teach you something that is different, I suggest you read 11 Minutes. Okay, one of the best lines that I have learned in The Alchemist would be this one. The universe conspires with us to achieve our dreams. So basically, The Alchemist would talk of the law of attraction. Okay, the second book I would highly recommend, lately ko lang siya na-discover, pero nagulat ako, it was written way back then pa. I'm not sure with the date, sabi nila 1997 to na-publish. The title of the book is The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. So the author is Robin Sharma. So, the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari by Robin Sharma. So, why would I recommend it? Again, it would talk of the law of attraction. Napagkahalata ba na fan ako ng law of attraction? But the gist would be, it would talk of a lawyer. So, very, very rich lawyer who had a heart attack. So, he's now forced to confront his spiritual crisis. So, he meets Yogi Raman. And then he learns of the seven virtues. The seven virtues obtain enlightenment. So, ano nga ba yung seven virtues? So, the seven virtues would reflect inner peace, joy, and spiritual gifts. Pero bigyan ko kayo ng gist of the seven virtues. Number one, master your mind. So, you can master your mind in many different ways. Kaya papasok dito ang meditation, visualization, and many more. Number two, follow your purpose. Not only follow your purpose, but know your purpose. And matagal ko na itong sinasabi kahit sa ibang episodes, sa podcast, with our career talk with Mom Lore and many more. You should know your purpose. And for me, my purpose ever since would be to connect, reflect, educate, empower, and inspire. And if you know your purpose, work on that. Okay, number three, virtue is practice Kaizen. It's actually written in the book and maganda yung concept ng Kaizen. Kaizen means constant learning, continuous learning. It would mean improvement and optimization. So, we should make our life or we should learn continuously. Doesn't end. Okay, so number four is power of discipline. It talks about discipline, how to use discipline, and many more. Number five, respect your time. Kasi most of the time, we don't respect our time. So, remember that time cannot be returned. It is the most precious commodity. Therefore, maganda siyang pag-usapan. Kasi sometimes when time is lost, it's lost. You can no longer go back. And then suddenly, you realize you're already old. Hindi mo na siya mababalikan. Number six, selflessly serve others. I think number 6 is the hardest. Pero nung nabasa ko tong book na to, nag-realize ko, nga, no? Kasi ang daling gawin ng ibang bagay, pero ang mahirap gawin is to selflessly serve others. And that is the higher purpose when you don't think of yourself already. So, ulitin ko, selflessly serve others. Number 7, embrace the present. Kasi sometimes we look at the past so much, we look at the future so much. When we look at the future, we have a lot of worries. And if you come to think of it, we seldom do not enjoy the present. Okay? So, naging motto ko din to si number 7 in a different way. Kaya ako pinatato yung Amor Fati. So, I think that's the gist of The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. There are actually good quotations dun sa book ng The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. So, let me share to you a few quotations. Magugustuhan nyo tong book na to. Promise. Life-changing. So, one of the quotes that I like is, the purpose of life is to live life of purpose. So, it talks of purpose. So, know your purpose. And then, another quotation would be, never be a prisoner of your past. Become the architect of your future. You will never be the same. Another quotation, change is hard at first, messy in the middle, and gorgeous at the end. Ganda, diba? Okay, those are my two favorite books. Actually, one of my favorite book also would be The Little Prince. Very classic if you want to look into it. Classic po siya, The Little Prince. Okay, a few self-help books. So, you might want to look into these books. Napakaganda. Okay, self-help meaning something that would help you. Obviously, self-help nga eh. Ano ba, Eileen? Okay, number 1, The Subtle Way of Not Giving a Fuck. Still one of my favorites. Number 2, God Never Blinks. Try nyo hanapin to. Orange yung cover niya. Nakalimutan ko na sinong author, but I had this book eh. God Never Blinks. Okay? Number 3, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. So, still a classic. Okay? So, those are the books that I would highly recommend. It means sobrang ganda po nila. Kasi hindi ko naman sila re-recommend kung hindi sila maganda. Okay? So, let's move on to poetry. What are the poems, or not only the poems, but the authors that I would recommend? If you're looking for a local writer, or local poet, I don't know if you have heard of Juana Garcia. So, Juana Garcia is a contemporary writer, contemporary poet. But I myself, gusto ko po siya. Actually, fina-follow ko po siya sa Instagram and I love her poems. So, I assume that Juana Garcia is a Filipina or even a Filipino. Screen name niya to. Okay? Tawag namin sa writing, ghostwriter. Pero very Filipino kasi Juana Garcia. So, I'm actually interested on the way she writes and very, ano po siya, very friendly and approachable. Pero until now, hindi ko pa alam kung sino talaga si Juana Garcia. For international poets, I would always go with Nikita Hill and Lang Live. I hope I pronounce her name right. Lang Live, okay. Why do I like this writer, specifically si Lang Live? I love Lang Live because of the simplicity of how she writes. If you try to read her poetry, ang simple niya po magsulat. Simple yet relatable. Sometimes kasi as poets or writers, nakakalimutan natin that the thing or the poem that we write should be relatable. Napaka-relatable kasi ni Lang Live. She talks about pain. So, more than that, remember that poetry is about emotions. The moment you feel the same as the poem and the poet, the moment our feet would fit in that shoes in that poem, we identify to it. It is not about highfalutin words, but about emotion and, of course, identification. I call these writers, we call them actually contemporary poets. So, pero kung gusto niyo ng classic, then I would say, oh, definitely, no one would go wrong with Shakespeare and Edgar Allan Poe. Pero gone are the days. Pero if you want to learn something from this writer, still go with the classics. But if we're talking of contemporary writers, yung buhay, who are alive in the 21st century, I would always go for Nikita Hillen, of course, Lang Live. So try to look for the poem of Lang Live. Maganda po yung poem niya na More Than Enough and Good Enough. And then, if you're looking for Nikita Hill, Nikita Hill has an Instagram account. You can follow her. I would suggest look at her poem, A Lesson Learned Lately, in 3 sentences. So, basically, the topics of these writers, Juana Garcia, Nikita Hill, Lang Live, the topics are so relatable. And what are the relatable topics in the 21st century? Very simple, love and pain. Okay, so you might be asking, bakit ko kailangan magbasa? Eh, nasa 21st century na tayo. Why do I need to read? Simple, because reading expands your mind. Reading enhances your imagination. Reading gives you knowledge. So those are the things that you can get from reading. Okay, although social media is the new thing now, I think you can never go wrong with having a book in your hand.